Picture yourself waking up tomorrow. Instead of the usual frantic rush, imagine a calm, purposeful start that leaves you energized rather than exhausted. This is the promise behind my morning routine, not a rigid schedule to follow, but a philosophy of intentionality that transforms how your entire day unfolds. Drawing from the habits of 64 exceptional individuals across various fields, the book reveals that success doesn't depend on specific activities, but on approaching your morning with deliberate purpose. Your morning hours offer unique power. Research shows willpower peaks early, making it the optimal time for important work. This creates what behavioral scientists call a habit stack, linked behaviors that naturally flow from one to the next. Before emails flood in and unexpected challenges arise, you have a precious window to be proactive rather than reactive. Whether you wake at 5 a.m. or noon doesn't matter. What counts is how you use that first hour. The most liberating insight? There's no perfect routine, only the one that works for your unique circumstances, preferences, and goals. The first moments after waking shape your entire day. Many high performers start by making their bed, a small win that creates immediate order. Your environment is crucial. Choose calming music over news and maximize natural light and fresh air to boost alertness. To combat the snooze button, place your alarm across the room. Tim O'Reilly starts with a 2-minute plank and stretches, physical activity that prevents returning to bed. The mental transition matters too. Many begin with gratitude or reflection before engaging with the world. Blue Bottle Coffee's James Freeman never makes important decisions before coffee, knowing his brain needs time to activate. Even disciplined professionals stay flexible. It's the consistent transition ritual, not the exact wake time, that matters most. The morning offers a unique window of mental clarity that successful people fiercely protect. Author Ryan Holiday follows one simple rule: do one thing before checking email. By writing for 1 to 2 hours first, he ensures priority work is complete before unexpected demands arise. Many avoid checking email first, knowing it triggers reactive mode. Shane Parrish dedicates 60 to 90 minutes to deep work upon waking, professional activities performed in distraction-free concentration that push cognitive capabilities to their limit. Even David Kadavy, self-described as not a morning person, leverages his groggy state for uninterrupted creative focus. The key isn't necessarily waking at dawn, but identifying and protecting your peak mental energy hours. Morning movement awakens the body, clarifies the mind, and often becomes the cornerstone habit supporting other healthy behaviors. Retired General Stanley McChrystal demonstrates this commitment, rising at 4 a.m. for a 90-minute workout before work. His advice? Find certain things you know you should do, don't like to do, or make excuses to avoid, and then do them every day, until it just becomes a habit. For those with less extreme schedules, consistency matters more than duration. Even brief morning movement can energize your body and mind. Morning workouts are also more likely to happen, as daily demands haven't yet interfered. This physical foundation pairs naturally with mental clarity practices. Meditation has become essential for many high performers, increasing focus while reducing stress and improving decision-making. Ed Catmull, president of Pixar and Walt Disney Animation Studios, maintains a daily 30 to 60-minute meditation practice before working out, finding it helps silence his internal voice and enables better focus. For beginners, there are accessible entry points. Neuroscientist Daria Rose meditates for 30 minutes after breakfast, reporting improved focus throughout her day. Meditation can take many forms, from traditional sitting practice to mindful running or intentional daily activities. Since each morning activity triggers the next, thoughtful sequencing matters. Yoga teacher Erin Motz follows her 10-minute meditation with stream-of-consciousness writing. Successful mornings begin the night before. Evening routines and morning success form one continuous ritual divided by sleep. Nir Eyal exemplifies this with strict discipline, a 10 p.m. bedtime enforced by an automated internet shutdown and a clutter-free desk. Essential evening preparations include laying out clothes, planning tomorrow's tasks, and reviewing your calendar, actions that minimize morning decision fatigue. Isabel de los Rios leaves specific sticky notes about the next day's writing tasks to avoid digital distractions. Cal Newport's shutdown ritual helps transition from work mode by reviewing incomplete tasks and ensuring they're either planned or properly documented. He uses a verbal cue like shutdown complete to signal mental release from work. The physical environment matters too, particularly kitchen cleanliness, which Amanda Hesser emphasizes as crucial for starting the day right. Quality sleep forms the bedrock of daily performance, from cognitive function to emotional balance. Arianna Huffington discovered this after fainting from exhaustion in 2007, breaking her cheekbone. This incident transformed her approach to sleep, leading her to create a sacred bedtime ritual. No electronics, hot Epsom salt baths, and physical books. She prioritizes natural waking after 8 hours rather than using alarms. Research shows high performers average 7 hours and 29 minutes of sleep, typically waking at 6:24 a.m. Most prioritize adequate rest over extended waking hours. Dilbert creator Scott Adams rises between 4 to 6 a.m. naturally, maintaining this schedule even on weekends to establish consistency. He considers sleep quality the single most important metric for measuring someone's effectiveness and health. Optimal sleep conditions include darkness, quiet or white noise, cool temperatures, and a quality mattress. Maintaining consistent sleep-wake times, even on weekends, helps develop a natural rhythm that improves both falling asleep and waking. The key isn't copying others' routines, but discovering what works for you. Write down your specific routine, using waking up as the trigger. Start with small changes and reward yourself after completing challenging elements. Give each new addition at least 2 weeks before evaluating its effectiveness. Change gradually, one habit at a time, and be gentle with yourself. When obstacles arise, adapt rather than abandon your routine. Success comes from maintaining consistency while gradually expanding your comfort zone. For frequent travelers, maintaining a modified routine provides stability, like Xerox's Kevin Warren, who keeps packed workout gear to maintain his exercise habit. Cliff Bar CEO Kevin Cleary rises at 6 a.m. to exercise, a decade-long commitment that ensures he gets his workout despite having 3 young boys. The psychological boost from completing a morning workout carries throughout the day. Morning routines aren't about perfection or productivity alone. They're about creating space for what matters most, whether it's creative work, health, family, or mental clarity. The perfect routine is simply the one that helps you show up as your best self consistently. Your mornings belong to you. Claim them intentionally and watch them transform your life.